it's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Will.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
I can't take it anymore. It's making me sick.
What?
I'm talking about the RNC. Last night, I threw the controller for my Wii at my TV. I sure did. Oh, those mofos was taking turns telling lies. I'm surprised Isaac didn't make a U-turn and come back, all the lies they were telling. Every speaker that hit the podium last night said President Obama was responsible for our country being in a made-up amount of debt. First they said millions, then they said billions. Then they said trillion. I was waiting for somebody to say gazillion. They was trying to outbid each other. So it was like watching a showcase showdown on Price is Right. They were as believable as Tay Diggs as a Jamaican and how Stella got her groove back. Believable as AJ Johnson being Tyrese's mama in the movie Baby Boy. They were as believable as J. Anthony Brown at the BET Awards with a black woman. It was as believable as all those black Hollywood extras in the audience last night. And where the hell was Herman Cain and Michael Steele? Have you seen them? Those Negroes are old news. They're throw blacks.
Throw blacks.
You like that, throw blacks?
Yeah, I like that. That's another good one.
Oh, they got them some newbies now. Oh, yes, sir. They on to the next one. And the only reason I watched last night because I heard Honey Boo Boo was going to be a guest speaker. Speaking of speakers, I thought when they announced John McCain, they were going to say, here's the mofo that lost to that black man and introduced us to that strumpet Sarah Palin. And did y'all hear Mike Huckabee hating on President Obama's Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah.
I mean, he had me yelling at my TV, shut the huck up. And those Republican Romneys was loving them some Condoleezza Rice. Oh, she did a hell of a job, though. I can't hate. I haven't seen that many white people clap for a black woman since Oprah's Last Favorite Thing show. Did you see the cutaway of Ann Romney?
Yeah.
Ann Romney was looking at Condoleezza like she was a CNN camera woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Too soon?
Yeah.
No, that's
too soon. Okay. I heard that's why Sarah Palin didn't show up, because she heard Rice was going to be there, but she thought it was Condoleezza Rice. She thought it was going to be Glenn Rice. She thought it was Condoleezza Rice, not Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice.
Hey, make me mix up my rice. Sibba, what was up with Condoleezza Rice hair?
It was a whole different look, Hug.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. That was a Marian Anderson mushroom.
Marian Anderson.
It ain't making it. She need a Democratic do-over, because that Republican Preston curl ain't the ticket. She need to let her sister do her hair like Shakina. Or Derrick J or somebody.
Derrick J.
But she put down the house. And that Paul Ryan hit the stage, and he was grunting more than Rick Ross, wasn't he?
That's what Jay said. I called you and told you that.
Sound like Sling Blade up on the stage. I didn't know if I was watching the RNC or a P90X infomercial last night.
I told you, Civil.
He said it.
And congratulations to Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa. They're expecting their first child together. And I hope they don't name the little black and yellow baby Amber Leafa. Family reunion, here I come, baby.
Tonight.